Yeah, I seen it, but I just call both of them peach.
All right. What's the part of an apple that you don't eat?
Core.
Okay. And what would you call it if you cut up apples or peaches and dried them?
Preserve.
Did you ever hear the word schnitz for dried apples? Good. I think that's a German word. Nobody ever seems to know that one. Then the kind of nut that Jimmy Carter grows is?
Peanuts.
Okay. Do you know any other name for peanuts? How about goobers or ground peas? Nope. What are some other common kinds of nuts?
Walnuts. Mm-hmm. Acorns. Mm-hmm. Almonds. Mm-hmm. Pecans.
Good, that's fine. Talking about the walnut, when they are on the tree, they've got a soft covering outside. What would you call that?
A shell.
What would you call the hard cover you have to crack?
Shell.
All right. And then the kind of fruit that's about as big as an apple that they grow in Florida is?
Orange.
All right. And if there had been, you had had some and you wanted one and you went and looked and there were not anymore, you'd say the?
Oranges alone.
Good. Then the little red vegetable that's white inside, it's peppery.
White vegetable.
It's red, but it's white inside. You cut it up in salads?
Pepper.
It starts with an R.
Radish.
Mm-hmm. And then another kind of red vegetable, I guess it's a vegetable, that is kind of mushy, that you slice for salads or sandwiches.
Tomato.
Mm-hmm. What, do you have a name for little bitty tomatoes? Did you ever hear those called Tommy Toes? Okay. Then the thing that you might eat with your meat, you might have a baked.
Potato.
And what is the kind that's yellow inside? Or orange?
Sweet potato.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what a yam is? Okay. Then the kind of vegetable that when you cut it makes you cry.
Onion.
Do you have a name for the little ones where you eat the stem too?
Green onion.
That's it, uh-huh. And how about a vegetable that's kind of long and it's slimy if you boil it?
Celery.
You can cut it up and fry it. It's much better if you cook it that way.
Okra.
Yeah, that's it. Then if you leave an apple or a plum around, the skin might dry up and...
Wilt.
And there's a word beginning with an SH.
Shrink.
It's like that. It's,
Shrivel.
That's the word. And then the kind of vegetables that come in heads.
Lettuce.
And there's another one. That you make coleslaw out of. Starts with a C.
Cabbage.
Mm-hmm. And if you were buying several of those, you'd say, I want several.
Heads of lettuce or cabbage.
Okay. Then, to get beans out of the pod by hand, you would what?
Break them.
Or you're actually getting them out of the pod. You're opening the pod. I'm going to do what?
Splitting.
What do you call that kind of bean that's kind of shaped like an ear? It's flat. And
butter bean.
That's it. Well, how do you get butter beans out of the pod? What do you say you do? You ever say shell beans? You don't say shell. Okay. Then what is the kind of bean that you don't have to get out of the pod? You eat the pod too.
String bean.
Mm-hmm. Any other name for them? Would you ever call them green beans or snap beans?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Green bean.
Would you call them snap beans? No. Okay. Then the tops of turnips would be, if you cook them. Or it could be that could be mustard, or it could be there are others too. You say you're making a mess of
greens.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You mentioned heads of lettuce. Would you ever say if you had a big family that you had so many heads of children? Did you ever hear that? Suppose they did have a lot of children, like 14 in one family. You'd say he sure has a whole
bunch of children.
Okay. Would you ever say passel? Did you ever hear that word? Mm-mm. And then the outside part of an ear of corn is called the?